In March, the National Trust took over the management of the 10 museums, 550 hectares and 400,000 collection items that make up Shropshire's world-famous Ironbridge Gorge. Curator Lauren Collier explains why the immersive World Heritage Site is known as the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution and sets out what visitors can expect next from this new chapter in its history. It's read by Akia Henry.
When Abraham Darby I arrived in Coalbrookdale in Shropshire in 1708, he kick-started a chain of events that transformed the small riverside mining settlement into the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution. At the time, 100 years before the birth of Isambard Kingdom Brunel and 60 years before Richard Arkwright opened his first water-powered cotton mill, the UK's manufacturing industries were generally small-scale and localised, with the economy still largely based on agriculture. Darby was a skilled metalworker and an innovative businessman who learned his trade working in foundries in Bristol. He was drawn to Coalbrookdale because of the rich natural resources in the surrounding gorge, particularly coal, iron ore, limestone and clay, and the opportunity to lease a blast furnace. Within a year of arriving and establishing the Coalbrookdale Ironworks, Darby had pioneered an innovative new method of smelting iron using coke, a type of processed coal, instead of more expensive charcoal. Combined with his newly patented method of using moulds made of sand that could be easily mass-produced, Darby's breakthrough didn't just improve iron making, it changed the course of history. Iron products shifted from being scarce and costly to something that could be made cheaply, reliably, and in vast quantities. Thanks to Darby's innovations, it was now possible to build the machinery and infrastructure that would soon power the Industrial Revolution. Building on Darby's initial successes, his descendants branched out further. The Coalbrookdale Company produced iron products on a tremendous scale, beginning with the likes of cooking pots, iron rails, and stationary steam engines in the 18th century, and expanding to locomotives and decorative furniture in the 19th. In 1779 came the eponymous Iron Bridge, spanning the river just 500 metres downstream from Coalbrookdale. Designed by architect Thomas Farnells Pritchard and built by Darby's grandson, Abraham Darby III, the bridge transformed transport links in the gorge, connecting industries on both sides of the river and allowing both materials and the factory workers to move around more easily, while the River Severn carried the finished goods by boat down to Worcester, Gloucester, Bristol, and onto the rest of the world. With its pioneering design and construction, the graceful arch soon became a global advertisement for British engineering and the possibilities of cast iron. Industry thrived at Ironbridge Gorge for more than two centuries, but shifting markets and the rise of steel took their toll. By the late 1960s, the factories had largely fallen silent. Yet there was a growing fascination with industrial heritage. With post-war development erasing historic sites, local campaigners recognised the gorge's importance and fought to preserve it. Their efforts led to the founding of the Ironbridge Gorge Museum Trust, IGMT, in 1968, followed by decades of excavation, acquisition and restoration to create the heritage site we know today. In 1986, Ironbridge Gorge was one of the first seven locations in the UK to be designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. English Heritage took over the management of its famous Ironbridge and still looks after it today. For nearly 60 years, IGMT cared for the gorge's museums, archives and collections. But by 2024, financial pressures and falling visitor numbers were threatening the future of the museums, and IGMT turned to the National Trust for help. The Trust receives moving offers from places at risk almost weekly, and much as it might like to, it can't accept them all. But Ironbridge Gorge was different. Teams at the Trust immediately recognised it as a vital part of the UK's industrial heritage that helped shape the world we live in today. Its unique collection of historic sites, with their pioneering living history approach, have captured the imagination of generations of people, helping locals and visitors alike to see that history isn't something that happened to other people in other places. It happened here. It's still happening here, and it belongs to them. The National Trust knew it was well placed to make sure Iron Bridge Gorge's unique blend of living industrial history could continue. Support from the National Lottery Heritage Fund and commitments from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport and Arts Council England helped secure the funds to safeguard the site for the future, and the museums and collections passed into the Trust care in March. I've transferred across to the Trust after 8 years working for IGMT, and I'm now working together with other former IGMT staff and new colleagues from the Trust to revitalise and expand the experience of visiting Iron Bridge Gorge. We're reopening the museums in phases, and there are currently 4 that you can visit, including Bliss Hill, a living, breathing recreation of a Victorian town. Walking through its streets, you might hear snatches of music hall ballads drifting out of the pub, or meet Constable Jarrett, the friendly policeman on his daily rounds. Inside the printing shop, you'll find costumed interpreters at work on the presses. Follow your nose and it will lead you to the fried fish dealer on Canal Street, where you can tuck into fish and chips cooked in beef dripping and wrapped in newspaper. Iron Bridge Gorge also helps to keep heritage craft skills alive. At Bliss Hill, for example, you'll find expert craft workers demonstrating trades such as tinsmithing, blacksmithing and decorative plasterwork. Chandlers make candles using a traditional nodding donkey, a rack which repeatedly dips hanging wicks into molten wax to build up layers. We have a dedicated costume team who design and make every garment worn by the interpreters from scratch, using historic patterns where possible. They produce a huge variety of outfits, from Quaker dress to Victorian bathing suits, along with the day-to-day work of repairing and laundering dozens of outfits. Although we do let them use modern washing machines rather than a Victorian washboard and mangle. All the experiences at Iron Bridge Gorge are underpinned by extensive research. We have a huge collection, about 400,000 objects, spanning industrial life in the 18th and 19th centuries. There's also an enormous archive covering the various industries that were based here and how they operated, as well as local history with photographs, oral histories and written accounts. There's a terrific breadth of stories, particularly working class stories, which is quite unusual for a heritage site, and I think is one of the most exciting things that Iron Bridge Gorge brings to the Trust. The records of a stately home often focus on just one or two families, who are usually wealthy and educated enough to record their own stories and amass collections that tell us about their lives. The Gorge has a much larger cast of characters, from miners and potters to pipe makers and tile painters, whose histories are often under-recorded elsewhere. Iron Bridge has the tagline of being the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution, but that comes with the undeniable consequences that industry has had on trade and colonialism, nature and climate change. Being part of the National Trust means we've not only safeguarded Iron Bridge's places, collections and landscapes for the future, we've also got a wider support network of other curators and experts with experience in researching and telling these broader stories. We're keeping the fan favourites. At Bliss Hill, you can still buy humbugs from the Victorian sweet shop and see George, the Shire horse, in harnessing demonstrations. But we'll also be listening to ideas and feedback from visitors and the local community, as well as new audiences, to find out what they'd like to see. The Gorge is still a place of making. One of the historic tile companies still leases part of its original factory from us. Our team still makes ceramics at Coalport, and we regularly run hands-on creative activities, workshops and demos across the sites. That's the beauty of Iron Bridge Gorge. It's immersive, creative and alive.
Explore the Gorge. Here's a taster of the 10 museums that bring the history of Iron Bridge Gorge to life. The first 4 are already open to visitors, with a phased reopening of the others over this year and next. Check the website at nationaltrust.org.uk/Ironbridge-Gorge for more details.
1. Bliss Hill Victorian Town. Originally an iron-making, mining and brick-making site, Bliss Hill was redeveloped between 1969 and 1973, and over the last 50 years has grown into today's bustling Victorian town. Many of the shops and cottages are historic buildings saved from demolition and moved brick by brick to the site. You can wander the streets, meet costumed characters, and experience what life was like in the 19th century.
2. Jackfield Tile Museum. Once the world's largest decorative tile works, this restored factory now showcases a vast collection of tiles and ceramics dating back to the 19th century. Many of the tiles on display were manufactured by Craven Dunnill or Moore & Co. Today you can learn how Jackfield tiles came to adorn grand buildings as far afield as Russia and the US, as well as local pubs and homes.
3. Museum of Iron and the Old Furnace. Head inside the Coalbrookdale Company's great warehouse to discover how Abraham Darby I's iron smelting breakthrough helped spark the Industrial Revolution. Exhibits reveal Coalbrookdale's global influence, from early rail lines and steam locomotives to ornate ironwork. Don't miss the remains of Darby's blast furnace, without which the world would look very different.
4. The Toll House. Take a stroll over the world's first iron bridge to the Toll House, which was still active until the bridge passed into public ownership in 1950. Today, it houses an exhibition explaining how and why the bridge was built and its transformational impact on travel and engineering.
5. Coalport China Museum. Step inside the original Coalport China factory, established by John Rose in 1796. For more than a century, its works were among the most successful of their kind anywhere in the world, picking up prizes at international exhibitions. When the museum reopens, visitors will be able to uncover stories of the craftspeople, techniques, and designs that made Coalport so successful.
6. Broseley Pipeworks. Broseley was once the site of the most prolific clay tobacco pipe makers in the UK, whose goods were exported around the world. Frozen in time since the pipeworks ceased trading in the 1950s, this time capsule factory offers a look into an industry spanning 300 years. It has tools, workbenches, and moulds on display, along with different types of pipes, such as the churchwarden and Dutch long straw.
And for these 4 last museums, please check the website at nationaltrust.org.uk/ironbridge-gorge for specific details.
7. Darby Houses. This pair of elegant houses once belonged to the Darby family, and now offer a glimpse into 18th and 19th century Quaker life. Dale House was where Abraham Darby III planned the construction of the famous Iron Bridge, and has been restored to reflect that time period. Rosehill House recreates life in the 1840s and contains many of the Darby family's personal belongings spanning generations.
8. Ingenuity. Ingenuity is a hands-on engineering playground where families can experiment with machines, power, design, and invention. It also houses the UK's first Fab Lab, meaning fabrication lab, a small-scale digital manufacturing workshop available to hire, where people can learn and develop new products.
9. The Tar Tunnel. When this eerie 18th century underground tunnel was being dug as a canal tunnel, the miners instead struck a spring of natural bitumen, which still oozes from the walls today. At the time, bitumen was used to weatherproof ropes, cork wooden ships, and was even bottled as Betton's British Oil, an unscientific remedy for scurvy.
10. Museum of the Gorge. Once a bustling riverside warehouse, built for the Coalbrookdale Company and situated right in the heart of the gorge, just a short walk from the famous bridge itself. Discover how goods from across the gorge were shipped worldwide, putting Iron Bridge Gorge firmly on the map.